What a great song. And I have Pinky. To give credit where credit is due.
Yes.
Greg chose that Love Trap song today.
You're welcome. Well, with the mention of Pink, you know, we had to do it. Plus, you know, Pink is just a gay icon and a powerful woman, a strong woman. Mm-hmm. So we had to play her. I love her.
Well, and not only did it make sense because her name is Pink, and obviously that was the nickname of the girl that Richard was cheating with, but the song, the words, actually make sense. She's mad. So yep. What? I'm going to start a fight.
And she's still a rock star, baby.
Yeah, baby. Good morning, everybody. We're getting a lot of leave Richard. Do not stay with him, girl. Get out. He said the flowers were for my sister. Yeah, right. Good one, says Dave.
Yeah, that's so dumb. They always start off. That's the first excuse, right? Oh, it's mom. Your mom's been dead for 10 years.
Yeah. Or it's also not your mother's name.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Like the girlfriend or wife isn't going to know the name of the mom. Kelly said Marcy mocking him was hilarious. Remember she started mocking him?
Well, she got fired up. I loved it. Absolutely.
Hey, so parents, what is something you allow or have allowed your kids to do that others might frown upon? Like, I don't know if they should be doing that. So, Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, actor, actress, they let their daughters, who are 7 and 5, drink non-alcoholic beer. They even let them have O'Doul's during their Zoom classes.
What? Classes? Yes. During their classes?
During online school, they're having what Kristen Bell's calling their dualies. They sip their dualies at 9:30 in the morning. She said, I walk in, check on them in the morning, make sure they're doing well. They're just sipping on their dualies. And I'm like, what must these other parents think of me?
I don't know about during class. I mean, you could do it any other time. I mean, I don't see a huge problem. I know people were going crazy about this, but during class?
I mean, so, and here's the thing. There's a little backstory to it. I mean, Dax, he's been sober for 16 years, so he does drink non-alcoholic beer, and they're saying that it actually has allowed them to have the conversation with their daughters about sobriety and why their father can't drink and addiction and all of that. And so that part, sure, I get. I think that's great. Yeah, but I'm with you. I don't know during class if they should be having these beers, especially if they're drinking out of the bottle. Like, I mean, if it's in a cup and no one knows, if it's in a sippy cup or something, but if they're holding the O'Doul's bottles.
Yeah, I mean, no, not during class. But as a parent, you can do what you want and it's non-alcoholic. So if that's your decision. Yeah.
I mean, technically, I think there's 0.5% of alcohol in there.
But okay. And don't you think that's like the candy cigarettes, though, to where it kind of conditions you to be more accepting of it at an earlier age?
And I would love when I could get my hands on those candy cigarettes when I was a child. And it was only Pure 39. If we'd go spend the day at Pure 39, I'd get them and you'd blow the sugar out.
Then I started smoking afterwards, though. Like, that was the worst thing for it.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, my parents allowed us to have, they called them baby beers. So when they were drinking beer, they put, a little bit of beer in a little bitty cup when we were kids just to taste it.
You're talking regular beer, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, ew, this is gross. And then I left, and my brother was like, I mean, it's not like we started drinking. It's just we tasted it. And my other friends, they're French. Their kids are like, well, what does the champagne taste like? Well, they're like, well, here, taste it. Mm-hmm. What does beer taste like? We'll taste it.
Well, a couple of things. I know a lot of parents think the way that it sounds like your parents did, where it's like, here, try this cigarette, try this beer, because you're probably going to hate it. And then that's the idea is like, ew, this is disgusting. I don't want it. Yeah. And then about your French friends, I know in Italy, a lot of kids, they have wine with dinner, right?
Yeah.
That's 16, a thing.
Yeah, you have a little bit. Absolutely.
I think it's all bad. Not as a parent and a kid.
You, the most heathen one on the show?
I know. I mean, my kids, I'm not going to allow them to do that. You're just setting them up for dabbling with that stuff later.
Oh, now, come on. They're going to dabble with it no matter what.
I just think they're going to do it at an earlier age if you're condoning it. Yeah.
Yeah, but it is. It's. I mean, it even goes through the whole thing. I have a 17-year-old daughter. And she, thankfully, she's not into drinking or drugs, and she doesn't like that stuff. Boys, that's another issue. But do you not let them safely consume any of that stuff at home, only to send them out and about to go do that stuff. If they are going to do it and they're into it, they're going to do it. And then do you want them behind the wheel with somebody who's been drinking, or do you want them to be safely in your living room and they're staying the night and they're not leaving? That sort of thing. I mean, it's hard.
I mean, to me, as a parent, and I'm not one right now, but for you, I would say if Alyssa was like, can I taste your drink? No issue. Can I have a little bit of champagne? It's New Year's Eve. No issue. If you're pounding beers with your child, that's an issue. You know what I mean? It's like, if it turns into, I'm doing it at home, but we're doing keg stands. Now that is an issue.
We're going to shotgun a couple Bud Lights, baby. Come on. No,
exactly. No. But like, if it's Christmas and she says, oh, y'all are all drinking champagne, can I have half a glass?
Well, agreed.
Yeah, I would not have an issue with half a glass of champagne for a 17-year-old.
So, and just beyond this, is there anything that you parents let your kids do that, you know, other parents may frown upon? I feel like there's probably all kinds of things. Text us. We'll read them on the air. Vanessa and I don't let Alyssa do anything crazy now, but I do remember like 10, 12 years ago when Vanessa was working in radio, she would have to make appearances from time to time at like a nightclub or a bar or whatever, right? And if she couldn't find anybody to watch Alyssa, she would have to take Alyssa. So
to the bar?
Alyssa would be like 5 years old just chilling at the nightclub.
Yeah. I mean, anybody.
I mean, Vanessa was working. She wasn't like on the dance floor drinking.
No.
But, you know.
Listen, everybody knows from my history, I grew up at a place called the Smoke Pit, which was the bar that my parents hung out and sawdust floors, and we were listening to the jukebox, and I always played. This was very foretelling. I always played YMCA by the Village People on the and In the Navy were my two favorite songs, and they were both by the Village People. How much foreshadowing could there have been?
Yeah, Big Buck knew for sure right at that moment.
Looks like we got a little queer on our hands. He's dancing In the Navy again. Why'd he put on that Cher outfit, though?
I love you. All right. Hey, we're set to play the Big Money Minute. We got $1,000 up for grabs. We went 9 for 9 the last 2 hours. We would have got 10 out of 10 last hour, but we just ran out of time. She actually knew the 10th question. So can we go 10 for 10? Let's see. I could rapid fire these questions if you like. I'll ask them as quickly as possible. Then you have to answer them as quickly as possible. $1,000 on the line. If you've signed up on our website, we could be calling you in just a few minutes on Big Bay Mornings to play the Big Money Minute.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
We are determined to get a Big Money Minute winner right now with Vicky. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning. How are you?
We are amazing. 9 out of 10 at 6 and at 7. Can you get that 10th question and score the $1,000, Vicky?
I hope so.
Us too. All right, here we go. 60 seconds is up on the clock. 10 questions. The game starts now. Good luck.
Ready, set, go.
Who was the first American president?
George Washington.
Rain on Me. It's a song with Ariana Grande and who else?
Pass.
Kelly Clarkson was the first winner of which singing show?
America's Got Talent.
What city will you find the Eiffel Tower in?
Paris.
How many degrees are in a circle?
360.
Spell desperate.
D-E-S-P-E-R-A-T-E.
How many Fast and Furious movies are there?
7.
How many counties are in the Bay Area?
8.
True or false, a whale is the largest mammal in the world?
6.
How many colors are in the rainbow?
7.
Rain on Me is Ariana Grande and?
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. You got through all 10. We just had a...
Yes,
that is good. And you did really well. You just had a couple hiccups. Let's go through them. I hung out with him this weekend. The first American president is George Washington.
He's still alive, huh?
Well, his statue is in Philadelphia. I'm sure other places as well. I sat next to him for a little while. Lady Gaga is who sings Rain on Me with Ariana Grande. Yeah, it was American Idol, not America's Got Talent, that Kelly Clarkson won. The Eiffel Tower is in Paris, 360 degrees in a circle. Desperate, you spelled correctly. There are 7 Fast and Furious movies. There are 9 Bay Area counties. You were close with 8. It is true that the whale is the largest mammal in the world, and there are 7 colors in a rainbow, and feed Skittles. I guess you know that.
All right, Vicky. Well, have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening, and you take care, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Good players today. Good players.
Mm-hmm. That is true. 997now.com is where you could sign up if you want to play the Big Money Minute tomorrow. We're coming back, and in 7 minutes, yeah, it's all about the secret sound. That jackpot is up to $2,000. And if you can guess correctly what the sound is, you're going to take all that money. And of course, Greg will give you a clue as soon as we get back. So hang on.
Let's go.
Secret sound. Alexia and the fam in Hayward, caller number 9. Happy Thursday, Alexia.
All right, we got a group. We got some noise out there. I love it.
What's happening, guys? How are you?
We love you guys.
Oh, we love
good.
You.
How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. We're trying to give you $2,000 if you guys can identify the secret sound. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start by playing you that sound one more time. Here it is. And listen up, because you're about to get another clue. Here it is.
Yeah, listen carefully. This one's a long one. Growing up under such close confines, it's not surprising that I would sometimes crack under pressure.
I get it.
Is it a sewing machine?
Is it a sewing machine for $2,000?
So sad. I'm so sorry. But hey, why don't you shout out everybody that's with you real quick?
My mom and my little brother.
Okay. Hi, Mom. Hi, little brother. All right, Alexia. You guys have a fantastic day. Thanks for listening, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys, too.
See ya. All right. Here we go. Another Benjamin in the pot. $2,100 at 920. We will play again.